You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Time now here on RNIB Connect Radio to find out about the results of a recent RNIB survey looking at ways to improve the support that people receive after being diagnosed with serious eye conditions, the range of support for them, their loved ones and their carers, and how they and professionals working within the sight loss sector can take part in a follow-up survey which will be running for 5 weeks from the beginning of September. Caroline Beard, Head of Strategic Innovation here at the RNIB, joins me now to tell me more about the results and findings of that first survey and how you can get involved in the follow-up survey too. Hello Caroline, and welcome back to RNIB Connect Radio.
Hi Toby, and thanks for having me.
So firstly Caroline, do give me, I suppose, a bit of a summary of the findings of that first survey and what were the top key messages that people were saying around the support that they receive after diagnosis?
Well, we were lucky enough to get a good response to the first survey, so thank you first of all to those who did respond to the first survey. Unfortunately, what we found was that there are quite a few challenges facing most people when it comes to post-diagnostic support. There's a lack of timely and comprehensive support, and many participants reported significant delays in getting support after their diagnosis, with some of them waiting months or even years to receive the help they needed. And people feeling that it's a constant battle then to access services and support ongoing. Another theme emerging was the sort of fragmented and inconsistent nature of support services, with people finding it difficult to sort of navigate different organisations and agencies and having to repeatedly explain their situation and advocate for the help that they need. So a sort of lack of coordination, really, and a lack of personalised support. And this is a major source of frustration for a lot of people. Another clear theme emerging we saw was a lack of support in terms of mental health support and emotional counselling, that kind of support. So this was a recurring theme, with lots of participants describing feelings of grief, depression, anxiety, and a lack of access to counselling or peer-to-peer support and mental health services to help them cope with challenges. So that's certainly something to think about going forward. But despite these challenges, we did also hear about positive experiences, and many people have received excellent support from certain organisations, including the RNIB, but also other professionals, peer networks and local societies and so forth. And it was great to hear people talk about their journeys and how they've adapted to changing circumstances and found ways to maintain independence and, you know, have a rewarding life after sight loss.
And I suppose, Caroline, you were obviously, you know, asking for people's ideas, and we probably won't go into most of them at the moment. But what sort of things are you looking for from people when they do give their feedback and comments on those ideas?
So in this second survey, really, what we want from people is brutal honesty, frankly. We have listened in the first survey. We've got lots of ideas to share. And what we need now is people's honest feedback on how they feel about those new ideas, which ones they think will have the most impact, which should be prioritised and explored further, any thoughts on how they think the ideas could work or indeed how they could be improved. And also, if they don't feel the ideas are good or workable, or they can foresee challenges that we'd need to overcome to make these ideas work, then we need to hear that too. So we just want unadulterated, honest feedback really at this point.
The survey, as I mentioned, will be running for 5 weeks from the beginning of September. How will people be able to take part in the survey? And again, you are looking for a wide range of people to take part in the follow-up survey too.
Yep, that's right. The survey is an online survey. It has been tested for accessibility, so it should be fine for anybody who's using assistive tech. It's hosted on a platform called Thiscovery, THISCOVERY. Thiscovery are the research partners we're working with on this project. In terms of the people we want to hear from in this second survey, it's really people with lived experience of sight loss themselves, but also their family, loved ones or carers if they have them, but also people working in a professional capacity with people with a vision impairment. So that could be in primary or secondary care, delivering services, for example, vision rehab, or providing support through local societies or perhaps those people who are involved in commissioning support services. So essentially, we know it's people with lived experience of sight loss or those working with people with sight loss who are the real experts on what needs to change and how things could be better. So those are the key groups that we're looking to hear from.
Yeah, exactly. And I suppose people don't have to have taken part in the first survey to take part in this follow-up survey, do they?
That's absolutely right, Toby. Yep, it doesn't matter if you didn't take part in the first survey. We want fresh eyes on these ideas, whether you were part of generating those ideas in the first survey or if you've come to it completely cold this time, doesn't matter at all. We want to hear from as many people as possible. So please do get involved, complete the survey yourself and spread the word across your networks, please. The bigger the sample of people who complete the survey, the better the insight, the more robust the insight's going to be.
Exactly, exactly. And what will happen with all the findings and results of the second follow-up survey then?
Well, obviously there will be an analysis phase where we crunch through the data and look at the emerging themes and ideas and drill down into the detail in terms of response to these ideas. After that, we'll have a debrief internally so that we'll share this insight across the organisation with stakeholders who are involved in innovation. I'm the head of strategic innovation, so it's my role to make sure that we're continually looking to optimise our existing services, make them as good as they can be, fit for purpose, and also look to develop new services where there's a gap. So this insight will really help us shape our innovation priorities and give us a clear steer from the people who know best on what ideas we should take forward and explore further.
Finally, Caroline, where can listeners go to find out more about this follow-up survey and take part too?
Details of the survey will be featured on the RNIB website, and that's rnib.org.uk, I'm sure people know. Also, RNIB will be posting on social media with links to the survey and featuring it via Connect Facebook groups. You can search online for RNIB Innovation Survey or go to thiscovery.org, thiscovery.org, and click on Take Part, and you'll see the RNIB survey listed there amongst other projects that our research partner is working on.
Well, lots of ways to get involved in that survey too. And thank you so much indeed, Caroline, for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio, and good luck with the follow-up survey too.
Thank you very much with your help promoting the survey. The more listeners can get involved and help spread the word, the better the insight will be. And ultimately, the findings from this survey will help us make sure we're better able to ensure that people with sight loss get the support they need in a way that works for them and when they need it. So thanks very much for this opportunity. I appreciate it.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.